Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online's weekly insurance news wrap, bringing you this Sunday, April 6th, 2025, the week's most significant happenings on insurance affairs in Australia. Let's dive straight into the latest headlines. First up, Casterton residents recovering from recent severe storms will be getting some direct assistance from insurers. The Insurance Council of Australia, also known as the ICA, is set to host a valuable community consultation and information session next Wednesday. Attendees will have the opportunity to engage in face-to-face discussions with representatives from various insurance companies. A central town hall meeting is anticipated, where the ICA, along with insurers, will guide residents on claim processes, how to lodge complaints, and prudent recovery strategies. This initiative was inspired by personal impact stories shared by local authorities and federal MP Dan Tehan. As we approach the federal election taking place on May 3rd, let's talk about the Insurance Council of Australia's calls for priority action on risk reduction. The ICA released a suite of 16 proposals with an aim to improve insurance affordability and resilience. One standout proposition includes a $30 billion flood defense fund, catering to mitigate the impact of Australia's costliest natural disaster, floods. While this year's federal budget appears to have missed these measures, focusing on short-term cost of living relief, the ICA is determined to make its case. The state insurance taxes, it argues, need to be abolished to lower premiums and enhance coverage. As we wait for the election results, it is clear that the ICA's Advancing Australia's Resilience recommendations could potentially shape Australia's resilience and financial stability narrative. Turning to the legal world now, two insurance giants are facing substantial penalties from the Supreme Court of New South Wales for misleading online claims about their financial products. Allianz Australia Insurance Limited has been fined a hefty $13.5 million, while AWP Australia Pia Limited will need to part with $3.3 million. Both companies were found guilty of promoting inaccuracies about their travel insurance benefits between 2016 and 2018. This landmark case, part of the Royal Commission's investigation into financial misconduct, has stressed the vital importance of transparency and accurate compliance frameworks. The penalties serve as a warning and may signal tighter regulatory scrutiny for industry participants moving forward. And that wraps up our weekly insurance news roundup. On behalf of Financial Services Online, I'm Paige Estrotori, reminding you to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for personal and business insurance solutions. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to keeping you informed on the latest in the insurance industry of Australia next Sunday.